same thing.
We wanted to open with a nice good slurp. So, yay, we're back at the Starbucks off of Pacific Park.
Because you know the street now.
Yes, I'm learning streets.
Pacific Park in La Paz.
Yes. For VC Mini number 2.
Yeah.
Numero dos. So, we actually... I didn't think we would, but we actually have another Starbucks story.
Yeah, it's kind of pointless to have a bunch of Starbucks, because...
What? No, I said we have another Starbucks story.
Oh, I thought you meant there's another Starbucks, and I'm like, yeah, Danielle, there's a lot of Starbucks around here.
Oh,
actually,
gosh.
There's just two. Unless there's more.
No, there's three. There's one in the Barnes & Noble. Up in the Aliso.
Sorry. I'm drinking the same thing from last week. Strawberries and cream.
And I got a grande hot chocolate with whipped cream.
Because Danielle is fat.
What?
I'm just kidding. Danielle just likes grande things.
Yes. And you like tall things, because you got a tall.
I got a tall one.
Okay, anyway. Our Starbucks story is, we get here and we order our drinks, and then we come over to the room where people sit. It's actually pretty big compared to other Starbucks's, and...
Danielle didn't forget anything.
Yeah, I didn't forget anything. And this lady took our desk that we were at before, and then... It was like another desk, but it was like in like the working area where it's all quiet.
And like people are like reading and stuff.
So we didn't want to.
We didn't want to be like, hello, and they'd be like, shut up.
And then there's like tables in the middle, but they're like
in the middle.
And they would be annoying everybody. So then we're waiting at the working desk for someone to leave, and this like Asian guy like gets up and like stretches and. It looks like he's turning off his computer, so we're like, yes, because they were the comfy seats.
So we start to, like, pack up.
Yeah, and then he was rebooting his computer.
I know, and we're like,
no.
and then a few minutes later...
This other lady was, like, reading a newspaper, and she finally got up to leave because she came here just to read a freaking newspaper.
Because you can't read it at home.
Yeah, but then the plug... to like charge my computer was like too far away, and I wouldn't be. My computer probably wouldn't last long enough because it didn't have very good battery.
Yeah, it was like the same desk as Wii's last time. It was just that it was too far from the plug.
Yeah, and then so then the Asian guy gets up again, like stretching, and then he sits down, and then he gets up and he's finally like leaving.
And he's sitting at one of the comfy chairs that I wanted to sit last week, but Danielle's like, no, we have to sit at a desk.
So, he finally leaves, and we're like, yes! And then there's like this little girl, and she's standing right by him, and then I'm like, Haley, go, because I have to get the computer. So she's like, okay, and she's like getting up, and then
the little girl steals my spot.
The guy like gets up and she's like waiting right next to him like, come on, leave. And then she like sits in the seat and we're like, no.
Don't you find that a little annoying? Like, I would find it annoying if like some little girl was just like standing by my armchair and was being like, are you leaving it? Are you leaving it? Are you leaving it? Even though she wasn't saying that, it's kind of like she was telepathically.
No, like through body language.
She's like, hurry up, go.
Yeah, and so she sits down and we're like, oh crap, and we're like, now what?
And then she gets up to leave, and then we're like, yes! And so then I run over there, like, the chair.
We run over here.
And then I look back, and she's coming back.
I know.
With her dad.
Yeah.
She was saving the seat for her dad, and we took it.
I know.
But we didn't give it up.
She kept looking at us, and we're like, oh, sorry.
Danielle didn't feel bad, but I did.
Well, we thought she was leaving. It's not like we were like, oh. But they only stayed for like a minute eating, and then they left. So at least we didn't, you know, take it forever.
Yeah, you know. That would be bad.
Anyway, so now we're sitting in the comfy chairs that I didn't want to sit in last time, so we're like, we can't even lean back in the chairs. We have to like lean forward to the microphone.
Well, we're leaning sideways.
Yeah. Oh, and then the guy with the earplugs reading the book is back, and his wife, I think it's his wife anyway, because she was with him last time in the other chair with the computer. They must come here often. They must hate us now.
Talk about new life. JK. Rowling.
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 Oh, I'm going to make that poll. Okay, you guys, you can vote on a poll. Or, like, email and be like, which one do you think?
How are you going to say it? Like, it spells exactly the same. How do you say Rowling? Rowling or Rowling?
No. I would make it obvious. Like, you know how in the dictionary you look and it tells you how to say something with those weird...
The phonetics.
Yeah.
Spelling.
I would do that. So everyone, some people emailed telling us that they like loved our mini, and I thought people were gonna like hate it.
I know.
I thought they were gonna be like, oh my god, this is stupid.
Like stupid. It really is nothing to Harry Potter.
We've only did talk about it so.
For like 2 minutes out of the 56 or something.
No, like we did our scene.
Oh yeah, like my name is Harry. Oh, no.
No.
I'm Hermione Granger.
I'm Hermione Granger.
And you are, Ron Weasley. Ron Weasley.
That's how she said it. That sounds so funny. Oh, do you want to read the email from Courtney?
Oh, yeah.
From C.
Okay, well,
okay, I'm the one who checks the email, since I'm the email howler person for the show, and we're getting emails from a girl named Courtney.
Regularly.
Yeah.
Yay.
Which is exciting.
Okay, well,
this is one that's to Haley.
It says, hi again, and this is to Haley. Me, by the way. Wait, we never said our names.
Oh.
No, we'll just, like, say it right now.
I'm Danielle Beverly.
And I'm Haley Rochelle.
Okay.
It's like a bird. Okay. Anyway.
You know, a bird sounds like...
We have the bird flutes.
I know, but people would hate us.
I know, they'd be like, shut up. Oh, yeah, by the way, like, we had, like, a pizza party thing for, like, our drill thing. Oh, and I'll get to that story later.
Yeah.
And, she...
We'll explain the bird flutes in a second.
Yeah, we'll do after all our drill stuff. Okay. Danielle just, like, spit out, like, half of her hot chocolate.
No, I didn't.
I know, but I'm just making it sound like you did. Because it sounded like you did. Wait. Never mind. I know. Okay.
No, because she always makes me laugh while I'm drinking.
Okay, you weren't drinking then, but... Okay, so in the email, should I read the whole thing?
Read the jokes after.
First off, I love how your name is spelt. By the way, this is to me, Haley, and how my name is spelt is
H-A-Y-L-E-Y.
Haley. Because not a lot of people spell it that way. Oh, wait, that's not part of the email. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, that was just us.
Yeah, okay. Okay, this is the email. First off, I love how your name is spelled. And I know that this is my third time writing in, but at least I am sending emails. Because some of you don't. That wasn't in the email, by the way. So don't think of me as a freaky person for writing in all the time. I have, like, 2, now 4 jokes I thought you could use if you really wanted these really lame, sorry, jokes. Wait.
Lame sorry.
Lame sorry. Oh, okay. I always read things wrong. I guess, okay.
That's not in the email either. Jeez.
That's
right. Finish the email.
Okay, you guys can play along because she included some jokes. So, yeah. We'll say these now. Knock, knock.
Who's there? Everybody, listeners, say, who's there? Let me hear you.
Woo!
Okay.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I am. You don't want to say it's stupid now because...
Oh, yeah, because it's someone else.
No,
she's.
But it is a lame joke, and I appreciate that. I mean, it's no offense at all because my jokes are lame, and it's always good to include someone else in my lame jokes.
Okay, next.
Okay, now this one we don't really understand.
Yeah. Okay, this one's a little. I don't get it.
Okay. Good. Where do sheep go to in the evenings?
Bobolet.
I don't get it. It says the answer is said like a sheep though, but you could have guessed that.
It's supposed to. It's like.
Bobolet. But yeah. We don't know what a bobolet is.
Yeah.
Unless you're trying to say like ballet or something like that.
Yeah, but that doesn't even make sense.
Where I don't know.
So
I mean,
explain it.
Could you email us back and explain the joke? Cause we don't really. I feel stupid because we can't understand it. And we got our friend who's taking like 5 APs, and we asked him, and he couldn't get it either.
He's like, "What the heck's a bobolet?"
And he was like, "Maybe it's like ballet."
Yeah.
Or something like that.
And or it could be ballad or something.
That's what Danielle thought, a ballad. But why would a sheep go to a song? A ballad is a slow song, by the way. Why would a sheep go to a song in the evenings?
Why would they go to a ballet?
Because it likes to dance.
I feel like dancing.
You stole my line.
I feel like dancing.
Okay. Oh, we still have more. We have two more. What do vampires take when they're sick?
You mean, what do vampires?
No, that was the sheep one.
Oh, never mind.
Okay. What to...
Coffin drops.
Yeah, oh. I wasn't finished.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, well, I was just repeating it. What do vampires take when they're sick? Coffin drops. Like coughing, cough drop.
Oh, never mind. That was our old
table. Oh.
I like it better.
Let's see. Okay, and this is the last one. Why couldn't the boy go into the pirate movie?
Because it was rated
R.
Oh, we actually have eye patches.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we'll explain that later.
Yeah.
Okay. And then in the end it says, I know these are so lame, but now you know someone that has worse jokes. I do end up 9 times out of 10 laughing at my own jokes. A writer of emails to Vila Cast, Courtney. Thank you for your email, Courtney.
Emails. Your,
well, she sends like, this is like the only email that I've read of hers. So well, email to me. Yay, so, thank you, but you're... I like your jokes, though. They're not quite as stupid and lame as mine.
Although you really have to explain that bobolet one. I don't get it.
Bobolet.
Bobolet. Whatever.
Did you make that the Ollie's up, or did you get them from somewhere? Just curious.
There's a lot of the pirate ones. Like, what's a pirate's favorite rating?
Arr.
It's like the same type of thing.
Except it's a movie. Movie rating. Rate day movie. Okay, sorry.
Okay.
Anyway, let's get on to the spring show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Show.
In our last podcast, we left you in with information about our school's drill team spring show.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
which
it was...
Which went on very nicely.
Yeah, it was this past Tuesday, so it was like... And let's see, today... Oh, we forgot to say the date also.
Damn.
Okay, today is Friday, April 21st, 2006. Gosh, we say the place that we're in, but we don't say the date or what our names are.
Jeez.
Okay, so this was played...
Oh, right, wait, for the people who are just listening to this, our ViaCast minis are non-Harry Potter related.
So as you could probably already tell, this isn't Harry Potter related because we're not talking about anything Harry Potter yet.
I mean, we do mention it here and there. But, it's just to, like, entertain you for a week before our actual episodes. Which our next one's gonna be on Snape, in case you forgot.
Yeah.
Severus Snape.
Because okay. We can't have the whole cast, like, every week. And so, it's every 2 weeks we have our actual podcast. And these are ViaCast minis. Because probably could, like, do it every week. So, and we're kind of bored.
Yeah, well, these are fun. I love doing
them. I know, no, but we're bored in between, so we want to do this.
Yeah.
No, I hate these. I hate VoodooCast. Just kidding. Note sarcasm. Okay.
So the spring show.
Yeah, anyway.
Successful.
Yeah, it was... Yeah, today's Friday, and it was on Tuesday the 18th, April 18th, and yes, it was a success, and I have an embarrassing story to go with that.
Oh, right.
That was the whole point of bringing this up, just to share my misery.
Okay, go on.
So anyway.
I'll just lean back and relax.
So it was the drill team spring show, and I'm on the drill team, obviously, and it was in 8 dances, and, like, there's, like, an intermission, and there's, like, I do, like, 4 dances for each half, and during the first half, I did a dance, like, it was, like, a lyrical dance, and a lyrical dance is kind of, like, ballet, like, it's, like, a ballet dance,
yeah,
but, like,
slow.
Graceful, yeah, slow, and so, we had to make our own costumes for that, because it's not one of our, like, competition routines, and, we had to have it by Monday because it was our dress rehearsal on Monday, the night before. And on Sunday night of Easter, I realized I didn't have a costume. And obviously everything is closed on Easter Sunday at like 7 o'clock at night. And so I was like, oh crap. And so then I was looking through my stuff. Because we were each assigned a color in our dance, and we had to have like a flowy shirt, and I was assigned the color green. Now, I would have been fine with like another color, because I have like flowy shirts, well, kind of, in like other colors. And so I was looking, and I had a green flowy skirt, and so I figured, hey, I can use that. So I tried it on, and it looked fine.
I didn't even know it was a skirt. I thought it was a shirt.
Yeah, like, everyone didn't know that it was a skirt, like, until I was like, oh, it's a skirt. So it was green and flowy, and then, you know, it kind of looked like a tube top thing, because it's a skirt, and so, I wore a shirt. Sorry, this is, like, all background information leading up.
Yeah.
I just have to explain it, because then you won't get it. So I wore that, and then I have a dark green, like, tank top that I wore underneath. Because I figured, just in case it slips down, I have the shirt to back me up. So, you know, I already had to wear it for dress rehearsal, and everything went fine. And so the night later on the actual show, you know, I was getting all ready, and I was all pumped. And and then when I got on, pumped. Okay, so when I was doing the lyrical dance, when it's about halfway through the dance, like, because it's supposed to be, like, a sad dance, and so, like, kind of, like, her head's, like, down, I just happened to notice halfway through that the shirt pulled, the skirt pulled down my shirt, and so you could basically see some stuff.
No.
You could see my bra. I know, you could see my, see part of my bra, and, Danielle was watching in the audience, and she thought it was a shirt or something.
It looked just like a white shirt.
Yeah. Thanks for telling everyone the color, by the way.
It's hot pink.
No.
Red.
Yes.
Ruby
spicy.
Red.
Okay, anyway.
With diamonds.
Yeah. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Okay, sorry. Okay, so halfway through, I had to look down. And I was like, oh, crap. Because, you know, like, it's showing, like, half my bra. And I'm thinking, great, this is, like, a PG-13 rating of the Janet Jackson Super Bowl catastrophe. And if you don't know what that is...
I saw that live.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
So you actually saw it?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see it.
It was weird. Like, right after...
Wait, let's explain, like, what it is. Like, for some people who don't know.
At the Super Bowl, there was a halftime show, and Janet Jackson and,
Justin Timberlake.
We're dancing, and he, like, ripped off half her shirt.
I know, and
it showed her.
Yeah. her part of her chest.
Yeah, there we go.
Like, the part that's forbidden.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but I saw it live, and he, like, ripped it off, and then right after, it, like, cut off. And it was like they were prepared for it or something. It was weird. Like, it cut off.
Could you actually see?
Yes.
Oh, so you actually saw it?
Yes.
Are you scarred?
No, but my little cousin is. He was, like, 4.
What did he say?
He was like, what's that? Yeah, we were all like, oh, Ryan! And we were like, no!
Yeah. Anyway, so, yeah, basically, the guy rips off. Except, in my situation, it was just my skirt ripping off. At least I was wearing a bra underneath, because if I wasn't, then that would be pretty bad. Yeah. And so then, when I realized that, I was like, oh shoot, how am I gonna do this? Because, I still have half the dance to go. And I didn't want it falling any lower. Maybe pounced my bra down. And so then, I had to, bend down at some parts, and I, hurriedly just, shoved it up. And then it, went down again. And so then I was like, okay, it's not really funny anymore.
Now it's just, weird.
Now it's just, shut up. Anyway, that was pretty embarrassing for me. You might not, I don't know if you think it's funny or not, but I thought it was pretty embarrassing. Because I could hear people talking in the audience, and I don't know if they're talking about me.
They were like, oh, look.
I heard some people laughing, and then, oh, I just happened to, look down, a few seconds later, and that's when I first saw it, and I was like, oh my god, what if they're laughing at me? Hey, Danielle, you said that you noticed. Why were you looking there?
No, I'm watching you.
Why were you looking there?
Okay, will you listen? I was watching you because I don't really know anyone else that was in that dance. And then I just saw white and then your green, and I thought it was, your shirt, and then all of a sudden you pulled it up. And I was like, oh, I guess that's not her shirt. So,
yeah.
It wasn't that noticeable.
Well, I thought it was pretty embarrassing. So, yeah. Oh, yeah. Remember I told you that Danielle was doing, the future drawer team member dance?
The newbies routine.
Yeah, we call it the newbies routine. That was in the second half, and my dance was in the first half, so she got to watch that. And, oh, yeah, well, going on to the newbie dance, Danielle sucked. Just kidding. She was good. Even though I couldn't really tell because I was concentrating.
Yeah, you were dancing, too. But it's the song Walkie Talkie Man.
By, I forgot who it's by. I don't know, just if you wanna know the song that what we dance to.
Song.
Yeah.
It's like
Okay, well, if you guys want to listen to it, it's Walkie Talkie Man, and I don't know who it's by, but...
And the walkie talkie is with I-E's at the end.
Yeah, it's not like walkie with a Y.
Yeah.
Okay, and, and the lyrical dance that I did, too, it was, to, If I Was the One by, Rough Ends.
That's my song.
Yeah, it's from the Center Stage, soundtrack. It was, at the end. Sorry. Okay. And, yeah. Okay, enough about that. Today...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the pizza party.
Today we had a pizza party, for the people who were in the spring show,
and
drill
team. Too.
Yeah, drill team, newbies, and, yeah. And so, after the pizza, our coach, puts out, a big bowl of candy, and so, you know, people, go over. Except it wasn't just an ordinary bowl.
Yeah.
It had a bunch of, knickknacks in it, and it was so cool.
Pirate stuff.
A bunch of pirate stuff. Some of it's not pirate. There's, dreidels, a pirate map. Why'd you take 2 dreidels?
Dreidels? I call them
These
tops.
Are dreidels.
Tops. Spinning tops.
Oh, wait, they... Oh, dreidels are,
You're stupid. Where did the... Nice, Haley. She lost my
dreidel.
Go find it.
Later.
Oh, it's right here.
Okay, I call them dreidels because I'm just used to that.
Anyway, so we got, this eye patch. And Haley, wore it during lunch.
Yeah, it was pretty entertaining.
Eye patch.
And I was trying to put it on everyone, but then they were getting mad at me. And so then I kind of stopped. And I just wore it then.
And then there's like these frogs that jump.
Well, you press on it, then it jumps.
Yeah. And Haley was very entertained by that. She was like, ooh.
It can keep me entertained for hours.
Mm-hmm. And then there's like this kaleidoscope type thing where you look through it and it makes it makes like pictures of whatever you're looking at all over. And so I look at Haley and then she starts making this like scary faces like in her facial expression, and it's so funny because there's like 10 billion of them.
Okay, sorry. She was looking through it just now and I had to make the weird faces.
And I also got a treasure map and I was like, ooh, let's just make it the Marauders map.
Yeah, we can cross it out. Right, or use, rocket. Like, the magical eraser or something.
What?
I don't know.
Magical eraser? Did you finish your drink already?
I think I still have a little bit in there.
Where is it?
On the ground. Because I wanted to put my hands here.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think this was kind of boring so far.
Yeah, sorry for boring you. Oh, and I promised to give a shout out.
This is
to Rod.
Oh.
Hi, Rod. Rod's in my AP Chem class.
And he's in my math class.
And
which is sad because he's a sophomore and he's in my math analysis
he's
honors
a sophomore?
Class.
Whoa. Yeah. I didn't know that.
And he's in her.
Sorry, AP I didn't know that you're a sophomore. I thought you were a junior.
No, he's a softie.
Sophomore. Wow, that's pretty smart to be in like
our classes.
Math analysis honors.
What math are you in?
Regular math analysis.
Oh, are you with Ariel then?
I'm not in her class, but we have the same teacher.
Oh.
Tinker.
I have Mr. Powers.
Compare like Tinker, the name Tinker to Powers, like Tink 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 yeah. Tinker.
And Powers like roar.
Like power. Yeah, that's pretty smart. I mean, he's in AP Chem also.
Yeah.
And yeah, I told him.
So hi Rod. Gamma gamma. Oh, I mean Garad.
Gaga baba. Okay. Yeah, I told him during tutorial I'd say, like,
So hi, Rod.
Say
it's,
a shout out.
It's R-O-D, not R-O-B. It's Rod.
Rod.
I thought it was Rob for a while at
really?
First. Before I, like, knew him, and people would be like,
hey,
hi, Rob.
Rod,
and I thought it was Rob. So I was like, who'd name... Rod
would name
so
the kid Rob?
No, Rod.
I know, I'm
Rod's
just kidding.
Different.
I'm
no
just
offense,
kidding.
Rod.
No, that's mean.
No, it's different, so... I was like, oh, I
who would
name
their kid name. Rod? That's nice.
Who would name their kid Haley?
Lots of kids are named Haley. Okay, I thought Haley was, like, a pretty, like, not... Or wait, like, it's pretty, like, not so common name. Like, the common name's, like, Ashley, Sarah.
Ashley is everyone. It bugs me so much.
Yeah. Some, like, Ashley, Sarah, whatever. Like, those are, like, the
Brittany.
Common names. And Danielle.
Not Danielle.
Danielle's a common name. Well, not so common.
Not so common.
But Ashley's, like, the most common
no,
name.
No, Madison is really popular right now.
Oh.
And, what's that? I don't know. I know Madison is because, like, my neighbor had a baby and they named her Madison, and then my teacher, she named her daughter Madison, and all these people, and then there's this girl on Everwood, if you watch that show, I like that show, called Madison, although she's not really on it anymore. I know, it just seemed to be everywhere. Oh, just so you know more about us, you're looking through the wrong side.
Whoa, that's so weird.
Sorry, we're playing with the kaleidoscope thing again. anyway, just so you know what TV shows we watch. I'll go first. I have a really long list. Okay. Okay, so I watch House.
Woohoo! Oh, so do I.
You do?
Yeah,
I don't love, you love that show?
I love House.
I know, he's so funny.
I know, he's so sarcastic.
I know, he's hilarious. If you guys don't know, you have to watch House.
Oh,
I'm
but
sorry.
I missed it this Tuesday.
You missed the one about the two
Like the
girls?
Secret one.
Secret one?
Like the, like, or like he wants them to keep a secret. Like, I missed that one. It's a new, it was a new one.
Oh. Yeah. I love that show. And then I watch Numbers. That's a really good show. It's funny. It's really cool if you like math, too. Not even if you don't, because...
Numbers.
Do you know what it's about?
No.
It's about, like, this guy's an FBI agent. He's really cute, by the way. And then his brother is, like... Sorry.
Is that the only reason why you watch? Because he's
no,
cute?
No, no. And then his brother's, like, younger than him, but he's, like, a genius. Like, a math genius. And he helps him solve cases, like, with math. And it's so weird because there's so many things that, like, math... does, like, when you like learn how math is in practically everything, I swear, it's like, it's crazy, it's really cool. And then so I watch Numbers, it's funny too. And then I watch NCIS, which is hilarious, and you have to watch it. And then Deal or No Deal.
I watched that too.
I love that.
Howie Mandel.
Yeah, Howie Mandel.
Oh my gosh, did you know my parents told me that like when my mom, like, gave birth to me, that same day they saw Howie Mandel give birth to, like, his daughter. So I have the same birthday as his daughter, because, like
okay,
I was...
he didn't give birth. He had her.
I know.
That's a little strange.
He gave birth to his daughter. No, but his daughter was born on the same day.
Oh.
Because, like, my parents, like, saw him. Like, I guess, like, he had, like, an older show or something. And they were like, oh, are you Howie Mandel? And he's like, yeah, hi.
They met him?
Yeah, they said hi to him.
Oh, that's awesome.
But that was 16 years ago, so. But that
I
was pretty cool.
I love that show.
I know.
Okay, did you see? Like, okay, if you guys don't know, I'm sorry, but did you see the episode with the black lady? And then there was the old lady after her? Okay, this.
I don't know.
Okay, there's this black lady, and she's like. It's so funny, she's like. He's asking her, he's like, she got a really big, like, deal for money, and, like, Howie's like, she's like, did you ever think that you would have the chance to blah, blah, and then she just gives him this look, like, she's like, and she, like, just stares at him with, like, this straight face, and, like, she's like, are you kidding me? And it's so funny. And then, you have to see it. Which you probably want to listen to on repeat. And then also there's this...
Oh, I love the one where he proposed to her. Like,
oh,
that.
The black guy?
That was so sweet.
I saw that, I know. And then Howie's like, no, this is my show. And he's like, deal or
no deal?
And she's like, deal.
Yeah, watch that show. If, like, you have, like... Or it's, like, on NBC.
It's really good.
Yeah.
It's on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at... Is it 9?
I don't know. It depends.
I think it's at 8 or 9.
But it's I love that show.
Okay, then I watch Medium. You don't watch Medium?
I think I've heard of it, though.
Yeah, I watch Medium and Everwood. And then, what else? There's more. I have a lot of shows. Oh, Crossing Jordan. And I watch all the CSIs. It's really quiet.
Well, like, all of you, like, left. Oh, wait, that person's probably going to come back.
Yeah. Okay, what shows do you watch?
I watched The Apprentice.
Me too! I forgot about that one. That show's good.
Yeah, I love that show.
But I don't like the... What's her name? I don't like her version. That's just copying.
The Martha Stewart one? Oh, I hated that one.
I liked
it. Well, it was kind of entertaining because, like, all the people were kind of stupid. And they're like,
I want to be Martha Stewart. This is it.
But, yeah.
Okay.
Let's see, I'm not gonna
write. Oh, Lost.
You watch Lost too?
Yeah.
You do? So do I.
I missed a couple episodes.
I'm in love with that show.
Okay, I liked it, and then I got sick of it for a while, because I was like, this is like the same thing every episode. And
no,
then,
it's not. It's so cool.
No, but then
you have to watch Lost. That's like the best show ever.
Ever. I haven't been watching it recently, so, like, I see little parts of it, so I haven't, I'm like not like up to date, but I like it now again.
Yeah, like you have to watch it. It's I forgot what, I think it's on Fox. Wait, no, it's not. So what channel is it on?
I don't know. I have like a DVR thing.
I also do. I don't know
like
why.
It's like TiVo.
It's like TiVo, but it's not.
So I don't know when any shows are on really.
Well, except the only thing is like to watch Lost, you have to like start from the beginning, or else you're not gonna get it.
Yeah, it was too confusing.
So I mean, it's on season 2 right now, and so if you wanted to, if you really wanted to, you could go rent it like season 1, like how I did, because I.
You did that.
Yeah, because my sister was watching it from season 1, and then, like, by the time it was season 2, they're like, she's like, oh, you have to watch it, it's so good. So we rented, like, all of the ones from season 1, and we watched all of them, and we watched, like, we became so obsessed that we watched, like, 7 in a row.
Oh my god.
Because we loved the show. And so, yeah, it's
we
about, like...
We should do that, so I can, like...
Oh,
up
like
to
watch
date again.
Oh, like we record them like on our TiVo thing.
Yeah.
It's so cool because like, well, I'll give it like just a little thing. Like they get like stranded. Like people just like get stranded. Because
they're plane crashes.
Yeah, they're coming from Sydney to Los Angeles, and then I guess like they're in trouble, and then like they had to take a different course. And, like, it's, like, 1,000 miles off course, and they crash onto an island, and they're 1,000 miles off course, so they can't really be discovered, because they won't really know where to look. And it's really cool, because they give, like, background information on all the people, and then there's a whole mystery about the island, because there's these others.
Yeah, the others.
Yeah, it's so, like, it's
that,
really...
Like, attack them. And
some days are, sometimes, like, the show is really, really creepy.
Yeah.
But it's really interesting, and I love it, because, like, you can, like, be, like, all mystified and stuff. Anyway, you're probably sick of me talking about Lost, but you have to watch it. It's, like, my favorite show.
I watch Survivor, too.
I watch it sometimes.
I'm not into it as much anymore, because...
It's kind of, like, doing the same thing.
Yeah, and also, it's, like, this one group, not this season, but, like, I think last season, they didn't have water for, like, a long time, because they didn't have fire, so they... Because you have to, like, boil the ocean water or whatever to, like...
Drink it.
Make it be built. Oh my gosh, someone's calling me. Oh! Hold on, it's my cousin. Hello? No, just keep going. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
I'm doing a podcast right now. It's okay. I will... Well, I was gonna do it tonight. Oh, yeah. No, I can't.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Oh, well, maybe. I'll call you later.
So, let me entertain you while Danielle's talking on the phone.
I love you. Bye.
Bye. Okay, she's done. Okay, anyway.
Wait, just so you guys can hear my ringtone, because you didn't hear it. It's the Charlie's Angels, like, theme song from, like, the TV show. Okay, ready? Here it is.
Danielle, turn it off.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. That was my cousin.
That was embarrassing.
I was like, I'm doing a podcast right now. And she's like, oh, oops.
Yeah. Well, continuing on with my list, I watch American Idol.
That show, I used to, but people who, like don't
it.
Deserve it win, like Carrie Underwood. The only person
I liked the Beau Bias,
yeah.
Who's competing against her.
But the only person I think who ever won that's good is...
Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
You
don't see anybody else.
She was the only one that made it.
Yeah. You don't see anybody else. Didn't she win a Grammy or whatever it is?
Yeah, I think
so. For her
so.
First CD.
Yeah, she's so good. And she's still making music.
Will you stop playing with that thing?
Sorry.
There's like this... You know those little twisties that like tie up? It's holding the wire to my microphone. She keeps twisting it and like knotting it. Oops. Anyway, but I love her song Because of You. You know
I
that
know.
Song?
That's so sad. have you seen the music video? Like, it's, no, you should see the music video. No, like, makes you, it like makes you want to cry.
Aww. Anyway.
Well, like, this, like, season American Idol, okay, if you watch it, I'm sorry, but I hate Paris. She's really annoying. And I love Kelly. I love Kelly Pickler.
Is she the blonde?
The blonde one.
That was...
Kelly Pickler.
I like her.
Like, she
I saw
was
her
the one
audition.
With, like, she was the one, like, that her grandfather takes care of her.
Yeah.
Because, like, her dad's in prison. We don't know where her mom is. And I felt so bad, and she's so sweet. She's like, calamari.
Did you see her audition?
Yeah.
She did a Kelly Clarkson song.
Yeah, and, like, she did
really
pretty good. Yeah.
I hope she wins.
It's just the only bad thing. If you saw this most recent episode, she did really bad.
Really?
She was the worst one.
Why?
Because it was like songs, like oldie songs, and like everyone else did really, really good. Like, they're down to the bottom five now, or six. No. Well, oh, they just narrowed it down to five this week, and they're going to be with the five next week. And so, but she was the worst one. Like, well, just the song. She's usually really good. I think it's just the song choice. But yeah, but I hate Paris. She should go home. Don't vote for her,
now
by the way.
Now people who like Paris hate you.
No.
They're like, "Arr."
No, she just got, like, I liked her at first, but then she got just really annoying.
Any other shows?
Let's see. I watch Disney shows.
Oh my gosh, what's that? Hannah Montana. What the heck is that?
I don't know. It's like the best.
Oh, yeah,
it's really quiet in here.
Okay. Best of both worlds. Isn't she like a famous person and then normal or something?
She like is under in disguise. Like, she's like a normal girl, but she's like disguising herself because she doesn't want people from her school to know or something. If you watch Disney,
weird.
Then you know what we're talking about.
And then there's like that thing that naturally Sadie or something.
I don't
what
know, they
the
have, like,
heck?
They have, like, weird shows. Like, I saw a couple episodes in, like, Life with Derek and stuff.
What's Life with Derek?
You never heard of that one?
I think
just
the
like...
only show I like on that is, That's So Raven. Or, no,
I mean,
I like
okay.
The Sweet
Sometimes...
Life... Wait, I love The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. It's
They're
so,
so weird.
It's so funny.
I like the one where it's, like, Cody.
They're
like
cute.
Like
so
that.
Cute.
And, like, the... What was that girl's name that liked Cody and Zach? Like, the...
The curly-haired girl?
Yeah, what was her name?
I don't know.
Okay, I remember, like, their mom was like, you should try giving her a chance. And, like, Zach's like, that's the right thing to do, Cody. He just said it weird. Anyway, yeah, I like Disney shows. I like Lizzie McGuire, but I don't like Hilary Duff.
I hate Hilary Duff.
But I like Liz McGuire, like the show that she's in, like who she plays, but I just don't like her as a person because she got really annoying.
She got different, and I liked her. I think she's a great actress.
I know.
But singer, no. She can't
sing.
I'm sorry, all you Hilary Duff fans.
Yeah.
She sucks.
I don't really like her because, like, they stopped showing new shows of her because they, like, fired her because she wanted more money. Like, she doesn't make enough already because she's a star.
And she has her own clothesline called Candies.
I know.
At Kohl's or something. Have you seen the ad for that?
Yeah.
I saw it. Oh, my God.
She's like, aha! Okay, sorry. Okay,
she
sorry.
She got fake teeth.
I was like, what
it
the heck?
Stupid.
I like her old teeth.
Yeah, I know. She looks all weird now.
And when she smiles, she's like, eh.
She's
it's
like
she just needs to lift up her lips a little bit, and then it's like, whoa, teeth, hello. Okay,
they're huge now.
Okay, sorry if you like Hilary Duff. We just don't. But please don't hate us, because it's just our opinions.
Yes.
Let's see. Oh.
We love Hilary Duff.
Yes. Let's see. Other shows, I like Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Oh my god,
I love that show. I love, like,
it's
Colin Mochrie.
Yeah, he's so funny.
Ryan.
It's so funny. I love Wayne Brady.
Yeah, I love, like, I love when they do that newscast thing and, like, Wayne does, like, the sports.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, she does the most hilarious things.
I know.
Did you see the one where, like, he had to, like, be all, like, mad because, like, he had to pretend that, like, someone photocopied, like, their butt and they left, like, the picture on his desk.
No, I didn't see that.
Well, by the way, it's on ABC Family, if you don't know, and it's, like, on, like, 10 at night or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, it's, like, one of those kind of late shows. Okay, Are you done with your little...
Pretty much.
No, I mean with explaining that episode, because I have an episode line. Okay, there's this episode, I don't know if you've seen it, but you know how they have to, like, sometimes they use people as their props, and they have to, like, act out something?
Yeah.
Okay, so, Colin and, what's the bald guy's name? I can't remember.
Colin is the bald guy.
Oh, I mean, what's the other guy?
Ryan? Like,
yeah,
the tall guy?
Yeah. Sorry, Colin and Ryan are doing that, and then they have to use, Wayne and the guest as their props, and they have to act out like a couple, like a married couple, getting ready in the morning for like work.
Oh, I saw that one.
So they're making toast like in the kitchen, so they push like Wayne and the guest down, so they're like bent knees, and then they both like pop up because like you know they're ready from the toaster. And so, like, I think it was one of them takes the guest, and then I think it was Colin, and he looks at Wayne, and he's like, "Oh, mine's burnt," because Wayne's black. It was so funny.
Was everyone cracking up?
Yeah, it was hilarious.
So funny. Mine's burnt.
Never think of saying that. It's hilarious.
I think they do it before. They say that they don't act it out.
Yeah.
But how can you come up with all of that on the spot? I would be like, whoa.
I don't know. I know that's why I'm like, maybe they don't. No, but then sometimes there's stuff that happens.
Well, yeah, I know.
In the show, and then they...
Well, obviously they're comedians, but I don't know, some stuff they act out. Because, like, when they're like, okay, we're doing this skit, and then, like, the people who are doing it, they just get up with that, like, before he's like, okay, it's, like, Colin and Ryan or something.
Oh.
Like, well, sometimes they do
know
that.
Who.
I don't know.
But I love that show, too.
Okay, sorry if, like, this section of the podcast is kind of boring, because,
Like, they don't even watch these shows.
It's like, if you don't watch these, then you probably have no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I love, like, TLC shows, also. Like, I like the What Not to Wear show.
I've never seen that.
You've never seen it?
No.
It's on 73. Yeah, and they also, like, you would like the designer shows. Like, they have, like, home design and stuff.
Ooh.
Like, there's, like, While You Were Out and Trading Spaces.
Oh, I've seen Trading Spaces before.
It's on 73.
Yeah. Oh, because, like, I'm taking an interior design class.
She wants to be a designer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So once I'm a designer, you guys can, like, I'll do all your houses.
With Harry Potter style.
Yeah.
I think we're pretty much done with the TV section.
Yeah. This one's boringer than the last one.
I know. Sorry. Well, how about we say a little more about us? Like, you want to be a designer. I want to be, like, a doctor. Like,
you do?
Like, some kind of doctor. Why else would I be taking, like, AP Chem? And I took AP Bio last year.
I don't know.
No, I just like science. Well, actually, I do, but, like, well, some kind of doctor.
Do you have it narrowed down at all to which doctor you want to be?
Well, okay, it sounds lame, but I would want to be, like, an eye doctor.
That's cool.
Because, like, or an eye physician, if you want to say it like that. I don't know, because, like, okay, this is gonna sound like a nerd. Like, I told my boyfriend this, and he started laughing at me. Like, because I was like, I want to be an eye doctor, because when I was little, like, I used to hate going to the dentist, I hate going to the regular doctor, but I loved to go to the eye doctor. Like, I would look forward to going to the eye doctor for some reason.
I've, like, never been to the eye doctor.
Really?
Like, because I have pretty good eyes, and I don't wear... Do you wear...
I wear contacts.
You do?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I used to wear glasses, and then I realized that I look like a nerd, and... No offense to people who have glasses, especially Harry Potter, but yeah. I'm saying I look like a nerd.
We love you, Harry.
Harry, my lover. Actually, no, you're not.
No,
but
don't say that.
Rob's not listening. Okay.
Yeah, so... You used to like Daniel Radcliffe. Do you still?
I think Ron's cuter.
Like, really?
Okay. Daniel Radcliffe is more hot than cute. But Ron's, but Rupert's more cute than hot. And I like the cuter type.
Okay, I'll take Daniel.
You like the hot ones.
God. No, okay. What's weird is I like Daniel when he's in his Harry Potter form better
than
normal. I know,
he looks ugly when he's like normal.
Not ugly, just really different.
Well, yeah, not ugly.
Because I love the whole messy hair look. So,
well,
I wish you'd keep the, on here.
I got really quiet.
I know. Every time the music stops, everyone's like listening to us.
Well, yeah, I feel like the messy haired look, I guess you probably didn't like him in the first couple films, because if you notice, his hair is, like, stick straight in, like...
In the first film.
Well, yeah, in the first film, I meant. Like, every scene, it's straight. Yeah. It was pretty much kind of weird.
What's weird is, like, between the first... Okay, wasn't it between the first and second movie they waited a long time to film?
I guess because so, because like they, when they all came back, they're like, hi, hey.
No, okay, the first scene when he's like, his first line's like, hi, Dwig.
Shh. God, it's so funny. Because, okay, so you're expecting this like kind of like neutral voice, because like in the first film, it's always like, oh my god, I caught the snitch.
Yeah. No, but then he's like,
hi, Hedwig.
He's like, you heard what Uncle Vernon said, and I was like, oh my god, what the heck happened to his voice?
I started like freaking out. I was like, oh my god, he went through puberty already. Because you're expecting this like Hedwig, shh.
Yeah.
You wake up and you hear Uncle Vernon, and so it's like Hedwig, shh.
And he looks a lot bigger too. Okay, it's like. No, like, now watching it from the first and second, it doesn't seem like his voice changed that much. But at the time,
at the time, you're like, what the heck?
I know, I was like, oh my god.
Hedwig.
But see, they shouldn't have waited so long, because that's why they're, like, older
weird.
Now. No, but that's why they're older now. Like,
well, I mean,
in the...
Some of them are suited for their age. Like, I think, like, Emma Watson is, like, the same age as her character. Well, she just...
No,
she
doesn't look 14.
Oh, no, she just turned 16.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
See, like,
yeah.
Okay, they could do a better job of making them look younger, because you know how long hair makes you look older?
Yeah.
They could have done it kind of gradually instead of, like, all of a sudden, fourth movie, really long hair. It makes them look how their age is now. Because they're
Mate,
so...
Mate, no, she had short... Oh,
no,
oh.
The boys.
Oh.
Because, like, when...
Yeah, like, in the first film, like, Ron's, like, hair is, like, shaved. Well, not really, but, like...
No, it's short. And
it's, like, really short.
And it matches, and the second movie was fine, but the third movie... No, the second movie is kind of, like... I liked the third movie. I liked, Harry's hair, because it was long in, like, the front and, up there, but, like, short in the back. Unlike the second movie, so it didn't look so, like, disgusting all the time. And, like...
Ugh. And then the fourth movie, now it's kind of, like, long, and it's, like...
Gross.
It looks like a jungle.
Yeah. And
it looks like my hair. My hair looks like a jungle.
Her hair's long and wavy, but pretty waves. Ugly. It's like... No, I like it.
No, I put my hair back a lot now because...
Yeah, why?
It's hard to maintain because it's a... How can you maintain a bush?
No, but like, how do you make your... What do you do to your hair when you do put it down? What do you do to it?
I air dry my hair. Like, I take a shower at night and then I just, like, sleep with my hair wet.
And
then
it's it. Like...
And then I just take... Well, like, I put my hair back in, like, a ponytail when I go to sleep. And I wake up, take it out. It's basically like that.
Why is it so hard, then?
That's annoying.
I like it when you wear your hair down.
Well, and I have to put, like, some, like, stuff in it to, like, make it not so frizzy and stuff.
Hmm. But, yeah, like, you know, like, where older people who are, like, in their 20s and stuff, they have to play, like, teenagers. They make them look like teenagers. There's so many things they can do with in movies, and they're, like, not doing it. They're supposed to be 14 in movie 4. They look 16, so... Now my brain is all, like, messed up while watching because I think they're 16, but they're really supposed to be 14.
Yeah.
Which is how old they looked in, like, the third movie. I mean, the second movie. He looked like... Well,
yeah. I know that's, like, a main concern about, like, a lot of people. They're like, oh my god, they're gonna get too old, blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, I think they look fine. Like, I mean, I know they looked pretty old in, like, the fourth movie, but I thought they still looked good. Like, they suited their characters.
No, but that's what he's supposed to look like in the sixth book. Like, the one we're reading now, so it's,
well,
like,
if you think about confusing. It, it's, like, almost, it's, like, a little, it's a little more than halfway done, and, like, you can see the drastic change from, like, when he's, like, little in, like, the first movie to, like, now. So now you can only imagine what he's gonna look like in the seventh movie, because he's gonna look really old.
Yeah.
And so I think it'll look...
They better do all of them, or I'm gonna be so mad.
I know, like, they're, weren't they, like, thinking that, like, they might not have the same ones? Like, they, because, you know, they have, like, a contract per movie, so they can, like, quit anytime they want. Well, I mean, they're doing the fifth movie, but...
Why would you want to quit, though?
And that's so cool.
I know.
And why'd you give up that opportunity?
And like, also, like...
How would they replace them, too?
Gosh, not really quiet again.
Every time the song ends, it gets so quiet. But, like, if they did... Okay, if they don't do it, then they should just not make the movies. I know. Because Haley's staring at the screen because we're at 55 minutes.
55, almost 56.
56. So, yeah, they should just not make them if they're not going to do it, because that would kill it if they got someone else. That would just, I'd be like, no.
I know, I'd hate it, because, like, you can't really make that transition, like, yeah, remember our first year? It's like, no.
Yeah. It's like, no, you don't.
The audience would be like, shut up.
Yeah. There would be no audience.
They'd be like, yeah, I bet, like, all the prices, like, not the prices, but, like, they're, like, gross that they'll get in,
like $1.
I know, it'd be, like, one person per theater, like, per time or something.
Yeah.
Because, like, wasn't, like, movie 4, like, it hit, like, number one, like, or, like, it hit, like, the top, like...
It was
like,
right under movie 2.
Of, like, top, of all time.
Yeah, it was, like, number 5 or something.
I mean, that just goes to show that they better not stop. Like, like, they better not stop the actors that they're in, because...
So Daniel and Emma and Rupert, if you're listening to this, keep acting!
Yeah. If you just happen to come across a podcast when you're looking for Harry Potter... even though they wouldn't really come across this specific episode, they'd be like, Minnie, what the crap? They'd be like, next.
But I doubt they would listen to the whole thing.
I know, it's like, it's coming up on an hour almost.
This one wasn't as funny as the last one.
Yeah, sorry, it's not really that funny. Like, I know Rod was, like, saying in tutorial today, he's like, I'm so excited for your next one.
I know.
And I was like, oh, yay, we're doing one this afternoon at Starbucks. And he's like, yay. But now I feel bad, because now it's not really that it's not really that funny. Our stories weren't as funny.
Okay, let's do this every episode before we end. Let's do another movie scene.
Yeah, oh we have to explain the Keela and the Bee. Like,
oh, right. Okay. Well,
you explain it.
Okay, I listened to the mini and I was like, okay, we didn't really explain the Keela and the Bee thing very well. You guys are probably like, what the heck are they talking about? But if you go to Starbucks, they're like supporting this movie. It's a movie, okay? It's called Keela and the Bee, and it's talking about this little girl going to like spelling bees. And it's coming in theaters April 28th. And if you want more information, you can go to www.starbucks.com/Akeela, which is spelled A-K-E-E-L-A-H.
And the B.
Oops. No. The website is just... The website is just, Can I use this?
No.
Yeah. The website is just, Akeela, not and the Bee. The slash. It's like,
well, that's
slash.
The name of the movie. Akeela and the Bee. Yeah. I don't know why we're promoting this movie. I think it's
I just thought we wanted to explain it so that they understand.
Is there any other funny stories that, like, or any other random stories? Anything that happened?
Let's just do a scene. You pick it again. I'm gonna be Hermione again.
Oh, no, you pick a scene.
You pick.
I can't remember any right now.
Pick a movie first. Third.
I don't know that. I haven't seen it in a long time. Okay. I think first movie, because I'd be more familiar.
How about the second one? Let's do the second one. Wait, let's see. I don't know that one very well either. I know the third one the best. Because this was my summer, guys, last summer.
Okay, so then just wait. Name the scene and say your thing. Oh.
Okay, hold on. My summer last summer was like this.
Another
quiet moment. Okay, I would wake up, read more of Half-Blood Prince after I finished it, like I would reread it, and then during lunch, while eating lunch, I would watch Harry Potter 3, and then after that I would read more Half-Blood Prince until my parents got home, and then I'd do the same homework. Thing next day. No, it's the summer, you don't have homework.
I know, oh yeah, you don't have APs, lucky.
I just took mathnosis honors. I didn't take any of it because I didn't want to die. So.
Me.
So. Anyway, so movie.
Pick a scene, and I'll see if I know it.
I don't know a scene. I don't know. You pick one.
No.
How about?
If you've watched it so many times, you should know. Oh, now I see it. I couldn't see it before.
See what?
The mouse.
Oh, she's playing on my computer. Okay, that's good. Stop. Okay, first movie, you pick a scene.
No.
Hurry, they're getting bored of us. Boredom consumes.
We can always, like, cut this part out, like, the silence.
No, because the background music, like, doesn't match up. When I cut it, it would be like, it would sound weird.
Whoa, why would they be listening to the background music?
No, you can tell. It's not like they're listening, but all of a sudden it's like abruptly different. So. I'm Hermione Granger. No, I'm just saying.
Let's see. I mean, what's like a famous, like, little thing? Like, a little, like, famous scene? Pick! Help me!
Okay, let's do a third movie. And not the big. Let's see. Something in the middle. How about the end when he gets. No. Hermione doesn't talk. How about.
You're just like. Doo-doo-doo.
I don't know. Pick one!
Great idea, Danielle.
Pick one. I bet the listeners are like screaming at us, like,
pick one. What about, like, do you have to have Hermione in the scene?
Yes.
No, that makes it harder.
Why? What is it?
I'm thinking maybe like in like the before like Harry finds out like or something. Like, that he's a wizard or something. Like, maybe something like with Hagrid or something?
I don't know that scene very well, though.
You know, we should bring, like, one of the books and just read, like, a little passage out of it.
Oh, I know, apart from the book. Oh, okay, I'll say it. Because I'm a dork. It's okay. It's from Half-Blood Prince, and it's Hermione, and she's talking about, She's talking about how she couldn't find anything in the library about Horcruxes in any book. And it's like, this is where she's talking. She's like, I haven't found one single thing on Horcruxes, not a single one. I've been right through the restricted section or something, and every.
What?
I can't do it. Okay, wait, right through the restricted section. Nothing. The only thing I could find was. This in Magic Mosta Evola or something. Magic Most Evil, Mosta Evola. And she's like, in the introduction, and she's like, of the Horcrux we shall not speak, nor give direction. Because it's like, oh wait, no. Of the Horcrux is the most evil of invention or something. I don't know, go look it up. Haley's keeps making weird faces. Oh, let's end it. We're boring. Oh, excuse the Starbucks there. Couldn't have found a two here.
Well, I think next time we have a mini, maybe we'll bring, like, one of the books or something, and then, like, read just straight, like, a little scene from there.
Or a quote. Oh, my favorite, okay, one of my favorite, funniest parts of the movies is, like, is, like, when they go to the Quidditch World Cup, and Harry buys Ron his omnoculars, and he's, like, wild, and he's, like, I can make this old bloke down there pick his nose again, and again,
again, and again.
Or my other one is when Ron got his prefect badge, and like, and Mrs. Weasley's like, oh Ron, that's everyone in the family, and Fred and George are like,
what are we, neighbors? I love like, that one.
You know?
Wait.
No, he's like, what are Fred and I, next door neighbors?
I thought that was so funny. I think there's like, well there's like, okay, there's like one thing that like, I thought it was funny. Okay, you might not think it's funny, but I thought it was because it was completely like, what the heck? In the third movie, obviously you're the expert.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you know after, let's see, like after the Dementor scene, like this is before they went back in time, and like, you know, he's like trying to save Sirius, and then he sees like the Patronus, and then he like passes out, and then he wakes up in the hospital.
Yeah.
First, okay, he's lying in the hospital bed. First thing, he opens his eyes, he sits up, and he's like, where's Sirius? Or, oh no, he said, I think I saw my father.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
No, he says, I saw my dad.
Yeah, like, it was so random. Because, like, he's just lying down, he opens his eyes, and he's like, he sits up, I saw my father.
No, he didn't
saw my
sit
dad.
Up, he just opened his eyes, and he's like, I saw my dad.
It's like, do you honestly wake up from your sleep and are like, I saw my mom. I saw my dad.
They know, but the weird thing about that is they didn't even show, like, how it was a stag very much.
I know, it looked like a big, like, light. Like,
yeah, and then they didn't show how, you couldn't even see a person, so it was like, what do you mean you saw your dad? They didn't even show, like,
like a little glimpse or something.
Yeah, you couldn't even see, like, you could barely see, like, because I watched that part and I'm like, I don't even see a person, really. You can barely tell there's, like, someone behind it. So yeah. I thought that was weird.
Well, yeah, like, also, wasn't it, like, okay, when you don't know that, like, you know, like, Harry's, like, dying and stuff, and he looks across, isn't it, he sees the stag, right? Or is it the light? I'm getting confused, because, like,
he sees, like, the stag. Okay, like, because you can see, like, the stag's, like, head.
I know, but then, like, when he's actually, like, conjuring it, like, you don't see the stag.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't get that. Like,
what,
I was like,
what happens is, like, the stag is, like, standing there on the edge, and then, like, the light, the big light circles, like, orbs are, like, flowing from it.
I know, but you didn't, not how but you couldn't see it. Like, you couldn't, like, when Harry was actually conjuring it, like, from the actual side when he's trying to save himself. Like, you can't even see it. I was like, yeah, great Patronus.
It was supposed to, like, and like, when did Dementors fly?
I know. I was
they
like,
don't
what
fly.
The heck? I know.
It never said that they fly.
Stupid.
So, like, that's what messed it up, too, because, like, it was supposed to be, like, an animal and run towards them and, like, hit them with his horns, you know? The stag.
Yeah.
And, like, it was just, like,
and I don't think they did a good job explaining the Grimm, because, like, Harry saw it everywhere, and then, like, all of a sudden, like, at the end, it's like, oh, Sirius, and then, like, they never really followed up on it.
And they didn't explain the Moony, Wormtail, Patfoot, and Prongs thing, or how Lupin knew all that stuff about, like, yeah.
I know, because if you don't read the books, then you'll, like, never find out. You'd be like, I want to know who Moony, Wormtail, Patfoot, and Prongs is.
Yeah.
Except
like,
you could just, like, type it into Google and you're like, oh.
But, like, that's another thing I liked about the fourth movie is they explained stuff better. It wasn't, like, gaping, like, okay, wait, the only thing that I didn't like is when they didn't explain how bad seeing the Dark Mark was. Because I remember it was Sirius explaining to the three of them, like, how bad it was. And, like, explaining how, like, you were terrified when you saw it coming across because you know they had, like, killed somebody or something. And, like, that big paragraph was, like, it just, like, described really well how scary it would be to really see it.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone really grasped, like, how bad it was to see the Dark Mark.
They're just like, oh, I'm not.
They're like, ooh, a scary face. Okay.
Yeah, I just realized we're returning to our normal podcast right now.
They got quiet. This is like the, we had like a TV section, and now there's like a movie section. And
we like always have to refer back to Harry Potter.
We better end this now.
It's like longer than, it's like
10 minutes.
It's like longer than some of our other ones.
No, actually, most of our episodes have been like an hour and 20 minutes.
Well, yeah, but still longer than some.
Okay, well.
Wow. Sorry if it was a little boring.
But we'll be sure to make the next one funnier.
We'll be sure to have like more random things happen. Did anything else like random happen over like spring break or anything?
Not really. Not that I can think of.
I don't know. Well, I thought it was pretty funny. I don't know if it would call us random, but, like, on the drill team, like, some girls, like, they sometimes need to ride home because they're softies and they can't drive yet. By the way, I'm a junior, and so does Danielle.
Oh, we said that last time.
We did. Okay, well, I was just reminding in case it's their first time. Okay, so sometimes they need to ride home. And so, during spring break, we had, like, a practice, and so I had to drive one of the girls home, and I locked her out of my car, and...
That's what you did to me today.
I know, and then I actually locked her in the car, like, that's later.
This is supposed to be funny.
I'm just saying random what I do to people who ride with me. Yeah. Like, and then I started to leave without her, and then she actually sat on the car because she didn't want me to go, and then I started driving while she was still in the car. I was driving in the parking lot, like, really, really slow.
Oh, I was gonna do that to you. I was gonna sit on your car today, because I wanted her to give me a ride to my car, because
I'm parked closer.
Okay, we have this thing called zero period, which is an optional period before first that's really early, and Haley goes to park in the school parking lot.
And I don't have a zero.
Yeah, so she can get a good spot. And she sits in her car doing homework. Like a retard.
Since when do retards do their homework?
They always have. They have nothing else to do.
Be psychotic, not retarded?
She's weird. So she wakes up like an hour and a half. No, you wake up like an hour and a half like earlier just to get a parking spot because she's lazy.
Well, and plus, I think it's tranquil, like, being like in like a parking lot and like there's no, like, everyone's out of their car and because they're in zero period, because I park with everyone who goes to zero period.
Yeah.
And so, like, but there's some people who actually like do the same thing as me, except they like sleep.
There's like one other person.
No, there's two others. I saw a girl and I saw a guy. Oh, I think I saw someone else too.
You just start your own club.
Yeah, because I want to be like around cars where there's no one in them because I think it's tranquil. Yeah.
Anyway, so she gave me a ride to my car after school, so I knew to walk. But she wouldn't let me in at first. She like walked to me, and I was gonna sit on your hood.
Oh, what I should have done to you is, like, what I did to, like, other people is, like, when they try to get out, I just, like, keep pressing the lock button, and so they can't get out.
Well, you're nice.
I know. And then I'm, like, all their Zangas. By the way, I have a Zanga. And yeah. If you don't know what a Zanga is.
Which reminds me, I think we're going to start a MySpace for VelaCast.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Actually, it's already up there, so if you want to put in VelaCast and add yourself as a friend, Do it.
Wait, what's the link? Should we tell them about it?
Oh, I'm going to put the link on our website.
Yeah, if you don't know what MySpace is, it's like the most popular website now.
But it's kind of like dangerous, because like
people are predators.
I'm serious.
Oh, I know, but like, I don't friend people who I don't know, though.
Yeah, I know.
Unless I've seen them around school.
I deleted mine because I didn't really go on it anyway, so.
I don't go on it too often, but, like, I just, like, go on every once in a while. But, yeah. So, I have also a Zynga, too, and that's, like, it's just, like, a little blog thing where you can, like, just talk. But I haven't updated the help for a really long time. So, I guess there's really no point. And, yeah. What was I saying about Zynga? Wait, why did I even bring that up?
We were talking about MySpace and Velacast. And I was gonna put the... No, I don't know.
Okay, well, anyway, we'll post our MySpace link on, and then...
The website. I'll do that.
And then...
If I remember.
Yeah, so it's myspace.com. There's no space between... Oh, God, yeah. That will confuse. Okay, MYSPACE.com.
Yeah.
And if you don't have an account, just make an account. It's not... It doesn't cost any money or anything. God, I got quiet again.
I know.
Okay, I'm waiting for the music to come.
I really have to go pee.
Why?
Oh, my gosh. I've been needing to go pee for, like, the last, an hour.
I know. I really need to go.
Okay, I'm, like, shaking.
Go.
We're gonna go now.
I gotta go pee.
Oh.
God, this is, like, now that you said it, now I'm gonna go even more.
Okay. I'm Danielle.
And I'm Haley.
And we have to go pee. So, we'll see you guys in a week.
Okay. It's the first stage.
For episode 6.
Okay.
Bye.
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 I joined her in the same bi weird department.
My precious podcast. Goodbye. My precious. My precious. My precious podcast. My precious bladder.
Yeah, we have to go pee, so see you guys later.
Okay. Pee pee.
Bye.
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 Okay, just laugh and say goodbye.
Bye.